It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A grand jury on Thursday indicted Denver-based dialysis provider DaVita and its former CEO Kent Thierry. It's part of an ongoing investigation of labor market collusion in the healthcare industry. The Justice Department says DaVita and Thierry conspired with competitors not to hire each other's key employees. In a statement, DaVita calls the charges unjust and unwarranted and says the government's case relies on an unprecedented and untested application of antitrust laws. An appeals court based in Denver has ordered a resentencing for the self-proclaimed Tiger King, Joseph Maldonado Passage. The former zoo owner and subject of a popular Netflix documentary was sentenced to more than 22 years for twice trying to hire hitmen to kill an animal welfare activist and for various wildlife violations. The appeals court upheld the conviction but found that Maldonado Passage should have faced only one attempted murder charge instead of two. The case went back to a district court for resentencing. Denver has approved the first safe outdoor parking area for people living in their cars. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez has more.
The city's planning office issued a permit last week allowing the First Universalist Church to use its lot for overnight parking. The permit will allow up to 8 cars outside the Southeast Denver Church. Up to 16 adults can stay there during certain hours. The site will be run by the Colorado Safe Parking Initiative, which operates 10 other similar sites for people experiencing homelessness in the metro area, where organizers say there's about 1,000 people living in their cars. The permit allows the site to operate until January. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
Campers may soon be charged for staying overnight in a wilderness area near Aspen. But first, the Forest Service is looking for public input. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
The Maroon Bells Snowmass Wilderness is experiencing significant environmental impacts of heavy overnight use. And the Forest Service says revenue from a special recreation permit fee could address that. Under the proposal, a $12 per night per person fee would go into effect for some areas in 2022. Public comments on the proposal are due by September 15th. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.